请坐。
Please be seated.
请我们一起来翻开圣经，马太福音第七章第七节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7.
第七节，你们祈求，就给你们；寻找，就寻见；叩门，就给你们开门。
Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you.
这里告诉我们，主耶稣告诉我们说，祈求的就给你们。
Here Jesus says that if you ask, it will be given to you.
主耶稣要我们在祷告祈求的时候，就好像小孩子在对父母亲要求东西、请求东西那样子的简单。
Jesus wants us to ask of him just as a little child is asking his parents for something.
这个小孩子总是这么简单、这么单纯的跟父母亲说，我需要这个，我需要那个。
And a child will very innocently request their parents saying, I really need this. Can you please give me this or that?
很多的时候就这样很容易的就从父母亲那里来得到他所需要的。
And very simply from their cries of pleading, the parents will give it to them.
我们请再看马太福音七章十一节。
Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 7 verse 11.
十一节，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗
？Verse 11. If then that you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him？
在神的面前我们都是不完全的甚至是罪人。
In front of God, we are all.Imperfect. We are all sinners in His sight.
那如果能够被神称赞的话，那大概就是当父母亲的人，他们对儿女的爱。
And if we are able to receive praises, that is the love of a parent to the child.
父母亲总是能够牺牲自己，来让自己的儿女得到好处，得到满足。
A parent is always willing to sacrifice themselves so that a child will receive benefits.
那天上的父比地上的父母亲更爱我们。
But our heavenly Father loves us even more than our earthly parents do.
所以我们求他，他更要把好的东西来给我们。
And so when we ask of him, he is even more so wanting to give us the wonderful things that he has in store for us.
这里好东西是用多数的。
Here it says good things are plural.
那我们也可以去想想看，我们所需要的好东西有哪些
？We can think of what are the good gifts that we have today.
我们也要看看古圣徒他们对这好东西，他们是怎么来怎么来解释
？And how do the saints of the past treat or value what are considered good gifts？
真的，我们在天父面前，我们就是这样子很单纯的来向他祈求。
And in front of the Father, we approach with a very simple faith to ask of Him.
主耶稣也给我们留下这种儿女向天父祈求的榜样。
And Jesus has also left us an example of how to pray to the Heavenly Father as if this is your Father, as a child to the Father.
请看约翰福音十一章。
Let's look at John chapter 11.
约翰福音十一章四十一节。
John chapter 11, verse 41.
四十一节，他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目望天，说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”
John chapter 11 verse 41 says, "So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me."
在这里，主耶稣就是这么单纯的说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。”
And here, very simply, Jesus says, "Father, I thank you."
今天。我们在主耶稣基督里头，我们成为神的儿女。
Today in Christ, we are the child of God.
只要我们像个儿女，我们就能够像主耶稣这样子，这么单纯的来向天父祈求。
If we have a heart of a child, we can simply ask God our requests.
不但我们有这个儿女的心，我们也应该生活的像个天父的儿女。
Not only should we have a heart of a child, but we should also live like a children of God.
我们每一个身为儿女的，在父母的眼中啊，我们不一定完全达到父母对我们的期望或者要求。
Even though as a child we may not be able to achieve the perfection or meet all the expectations that our parents require of us.
啊，但是通常父母亲他总是会满足我们的需要。
But regardless, our parents will always meet our needs.
啊，同样的，在天父面前，我们实在是不完全。
And so, in front of our Heavenly Father, even though we're imperfect,
啊，但是我们都在努力。
But we are all striving.
啊，这些都看在天父的眼里。
And these things that we do are all in His sight. He sees them.
啊，所以啊，我们可以这么单纯的像儿女一样的来向天父祈求。
And so, as simple as a child asks of their parents, we can ask of our Father in heaven.
再请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
第六节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Philippians 4, 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
啊，这里告诉我们，用一个感谢的心来做祈求。
So here, verse 6 tells us that when we ask of God, we do it with a grateful heart, a heart of thanksgiving.
什么叫做用一个儿女而单纯的心来向天父祈求呢？
What does it mean to pray like a child, with a very simple faith to ask God?
那如果再从这个经节来看呢，那就是用一个感谢的心来祈求。
If we look at this verse, it means praying to Him with thanksgiving.
那而且啊，是凡事所有的事情，我们都可以放在祷告里头。
And that that we would cast all our cares on Him and present all our requests and not be anxious about anything.
那这些所有的事情到底包括哪些事情
？And what are all these things that we are anxious about?
请看雅各书第五章。
Let's look at James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章十三节。
James chapter 5, verse 13.
十三节，你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。
James chapter 5, verse 13. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise.
十四节，你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Verse 14. Is any one of you sick?He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
十五节，出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
Verse 15, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven.
十六节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所花的力量是大有功效的。
Verse 16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
从这几节经节，让我们可以知道，所有的事情可以放在祷告里头。那包括哪些事情？
These verses cite that we can actually present all manner of requests to God. And what are these things it talks about here?
第一个，当我们在受苦的时候。
Number one, if we're in trouble.
圣经里头所记载，许许多多的古圣徒，他们的人生当中，他们曾经受过苦。
There's many recordings of saints in the Bible who have met troubles and tribulations in their life.
那我们也看到，在受苦当中，他们就是这么单纯的来向神祷告。
Whenever they're under trials, they present their requests to God so simply.
所以他们就蒙神垂听。
Because of their faith, they've received answers from God.
神赐给他们力量，能够面对他们的困苦。
God gave them strength to meet their trials.
神就赐给他们智慧，能够来解决他们的问题。
God gave them wisdom to resolve their problems.
所以这些古圣徒，他们也常常用他们的经验来邀请我们。简单的向天父来祈求。
And so all the saints in the Bible show us that it is so simple with a faith to present our request to God.
啊，就好像儿女有了困难，他就这么简单的就跟父母亲讲，我有这样的一个困难。
Just like if a child is in trouble, they'll tell their parents about their problems.
啊，儿女会跟父母亲说，我哪里觉得不舒服。
Maybe a child is sick, and he might say, "I don't feel good somewhere."
啊，父母亲就会为他的这个不舒服啊来担心着啊，来为他考虑啊，来帮助他如何解决这个不舒服。
And a parent would worry about this discomfort the child is facing and do everything possible to make it better for their child.
请看诗篇三十四篇。
Let's look at Psalms 34. Psalms 34, verse 6.
我这困苦人呼求，主便垂听，救我脱离一切的患难。
Psalms 34, 6. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles.
这是大卫的经验。
And this is the experience, personal experience of David.
他在困苦的当中，他向神呼求。
When he was under the severest trials, he cried out to God.
啊，他曾经，他所受的苦曾经是从人来的。
His troubles came from the persecution of other people.
啊，因为扫罗王让大卫受了很多的苦。
King Saul was pursuing him and trying to murder him.
啊，扫罗甚至想要除掉这个大卫。
Saul wanted to destroy his life.
啊，但是大卫就这么单纯的向神来呼求。
But David, with a very simple faith, cried out to God.
他发现了神听他的祷告。
And he heard God listening to his prayer.
啊，所以啊，他体验到神救他脱离一切的这些患难。
And he experienced the salvation and a rescue from God personally.
诗篇三十四篇第八节。
Let's also look at Psalms 34, verse 8.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
啊，所以大卫邀请我们说，我们要来尝尝主恩的滋味。
And so David says to us that we can try, taste and see that the Lord is good.
啊，所有的事情我们都可以放在祷告里头。
In every request, we can put in the prayer.
啊，就好像小孩子，他有所有的事情，他都来。都来跟父母亲讲。
Just as a child cries to their parents for every little thing.
啊，所以当我们有病痛的时候，我们放在祷告里头。
If we are sick, we can also pray about it.
在生活当中，我们会有软弱，会有过患。
Maybe in our lives we will have weaknesses and we'll have mistakes.
啊，我们可以将这些软弱放在祷告里头。
We can put these weaknesses into prayer.
啊，我们生活在一个复杂、充满着污染的一个环境里头。
We live in a life that is full of pollution and many things blocking us.
啊，不但是物质上的这个污染啊，甚至对我们的信仰常常也是啊造成伤害的一个环境。
Not just the pollution to the world, but also to our lives.
啊，所以周遭的人事物常常会让我们阻挡我们过着一个得神喜悦的圣洁的生活。
And so the things that happen to us or the people around us will cause us to have a hard time drawing closer to God.
我们是神的儿女。
But if we are the children of God,
啊，我们都很努力的要过着一个圣洁得神喜悦的生活。
If we are striving to live a life that is godly and pleasing to the Lord,
所以我们也可以将这个事情放在祷告里头。
We can also present this prayer, this request to God as well.
所以保罗说，我们用一个感谢的心来做祈求。
And so Paul says, let's present our petitions with thanksgiving to God.
所以祷告里头不但有这个祈求，更是用感谢的心来祈求。
And so besides supplications, we also pray with thanksgiving.
我们请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十八节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
十八节
，verse 18。
十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里面，耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Verse 18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这里说在任何的环境之下我们仍然感谢。
Here it exhorts us to give thanks under all sorts of circumstances.
我们不是为了那个在我们身上或者我们遭遇的事情来感谢。
We may not be thanking God for the things that are happening to us.
真的，有些事情是我们不喜欢的，我们不愿意的。
Because some things are painful, those things that we do not like.
比如说，我们没有一个人是喜欢生病的。
For example, none of us like to suffer from illnesses.
我们没有一个人是喜欢遇到困难的。
And none of us like to encounter tribulations.
所以我们不是为了那个疾病、那个困难来感谢神。
So we're not thanking God for that specific illness or that tribulation.
而是说在那个环境之下，我们仍然用一个感谢的心来向神祈求。
But that we are able to survive and to thank God amidst of all these sufferings.
所以在任何的境况之下，我们用一个感谢的心来向神祷告。
So with a heart of thanksgiving, we meet all the challenges of life.And to pray to the Lord.
因为环境虽然不好，我们在主耶稣基督里头仍然可以有平安。
And though we live in a challenging environment, we can still find peace in the Lord Jesus Christ.
照着主耶稣给我们的应许，他不会将我们担不起的担子放在我们身上。
In accordance with the promise of our Lord Jesus, He will not give us burdens that we cannot bear.
所以在困难的环境里头，我们仍然能够用感谢来做祈求。
And so, in difficult circumstances, we can use thanksgiving to present our prayers to God.
那我们也晓得，主耶稣让我们受苦，常常是要让我们得着益处。
We should also know that sometimes Jesus lets us suffer because He wants to give us better things.
我们请参考诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇六十七节。
Psalms 119 verse 67。
六十七节，我未受苦以前走迷了路，现在却遵守你的话。
Verse 67, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word.
七十一节，我受苦是以我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
Verse 71, it was good for me to be afflicted.So that I might learn your decrees.
有时候在受苦当中，我们真的不明白为什么会这样子。
Sometimes when we're being afflicted, we really don't know why.
但是我们仍然可以用一个感谢的心来求神帮助我们。
But with a heart of thanksgiving, we can ask God to help us.
那为什么能够存着一个感谢的心呢？
And how can we have this heart of thanksgiving?
因为当以后我们回头看的时候，我们会发现神的旨意原来是好的。
Because later on, when we turn back and look at it, we can know that there is the beautiful will of God in all of this.
请我们再翻回马太福音第七章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章第八节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 8.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
Verse 8, for everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
主耶稣再一次的强调，祈求的就要得着。
And so Jesus says here that anyone who asks will receive.
要得着什么呢？
What would you receive?
十一节告诉我们说天父岂不更把好东西给求他的人？
Verse 11 says, "Will not our Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him?"
各位，你要把这个好东西，这个多数的好东西，用什么样的你所想要的来代替这个笼统的这个好东西呢？
So what can you find to replace these good gifts that a Heavenly Father would give you?
我想我们每一个人目前的需要或许都不太一样。
maybe that we, each one of us may have different needs in front of God.
哦，但是有一个包括一切的神的恩赐的一样东西。
But there is one thing that all of us need.
哦，它包括了神一切的好，一切的恩赐。
And this one gift encompasses all the goodness of God.
请看路加福音十一章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章十一节
，verse 11，
十二节
，verse 12，
我们啊十三节念
，verse 13。
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗
？Luke 11 verse 13. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him？
啊，在这里，路加把那个所谓的好东西，那个多数的，他用圣灵来啊，来做代表。
The author Luke uses the word Holy Spirit to replace good gifts.
啊，所以让我们知道，主耶稣所应许赐给我们的圣灵，它就涵盖了神一切的美好。
And so, if we know that if we receive the good gift of Holy Spirit.That would be the most precious thing because that encompasses everything wonderful that God wants to give to us.
在时空里头的人，我们实在是很有限。
In a temporal time, our humans are really limited.
或许我们可以想说，现在我所需要的最好的是什么？
We may have our own opinions of what we would like best.
但是有限的我们并不能够绝对的来说，这个真的是对我是最好的。
But because we're limited in our mental capacity to really figure out what is the best thing that is good for us.
那所以这个路加他说，其实我们更重要的就是要来求圣灵，求圣灵的充满。
So God wants to reveal to us what is really the best gift of all, and that's recorded in Luke, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那为什么圣灵这么的好
？So why is the Holy Spirit the very best gift ever？
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章二十七节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 27.
鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Verse 27, and he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
这里说圣灵要照着神的旨意来替圣徒祈求。
Here it says that the Holy Spirit will intercede for us to God in accordance with God's will.
这就是为什么我们祷告会的时候，我们特别来求圣灵，求圣灵的充满。
And that is why our primary objective of all prayer sessions is to really pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里头的祷告真的能够让我们达到这种在天父面前很单纯的来祈求。
Only if we're full of the Holy Spirit can we really touch God and be able to reach Him with our simple faith.
因为真的我们只能够用一个充满着感谢的心来向天父祈求。
We can have a heart of thanksgiving to become really close with God.
现在我们要一起来做祷告，我们求圣灵，求圣灵充满我们。
And so now we're going to pray. We're going to pray for the Holy Spirit and for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
在我们还没有领受圣灵之前，我们一样用一个感谢的心来向神祷告。
If you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, pray with a heart of thanksgiving.
圣灵运行在我们的当中。
The Holy Spirit is among us now.
圣灵为我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit will pray for us.
所以我们嘴巴里头念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And so we will just repeat in our with our mouth, Hallelujah, which means praise the Lord.
用这样来赞美神。
We use the word Hallelujah to praise Him.
在我们还没有祷告以前，主耶稣他已经认识我们，他已经知道我们的需要。
Before we even approach Him, the Lord already knows all our needs and knows what we need best.
现在我们就一起来做这个儿女向天父祈求的祷告。
So now we're going to ask of our God, Father in heaven, just as a child asks her father.
啊，我们也求主耶稣他赦免我们在生活当中的一些软弱。
We also ask the Lord to forgive us for any sins that we have done in our lives.
啊，求主耶稣帮助我们拿开这些过患、错误的阻挡。
May the Lord remove all these sin and blockages that are barriers between us and God.
啊，在他的恩惠之下，啊，我们立志努力的来成为一个更好的，啊，成为他更好的儿女，更好的基督徒。
And so, under His grace and mercy, we can become even better children of God.
还祈求的就要得着。
The Bible says, "If you ask, you will receive."
啊，让我们就这样子简单的来做感谢的祈求。
Let's take it with a simple faith and to approach His throne of grace.
啊，那我们请一起到前面来祷告。
That's all. Please come forward to pray.